king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, was born 75 years ago last week in a two-room house in the town of Tupelo in the piney woods of the deep south state of Mississippi. So this time of year, and again in August on the anniversary of the king's death, pilgrimages of Elvis fans descend upon that furniture manufacturing center of 34,000 people. Surprisingly, you don't see a lot of Elvis markers there. There is one sign that says the king is up ahead, but that's for an automobile dealership. Visitors can take a self-guided Elvis Presley driving tour. One stop is Tupelo Hardware, where Elvis got his first guitar. The folks there say Elvis had wanted a rifle, but his mother, Gladys, would have none of it. She stood him on a keg and let him play around with a guitar. He loved it, and Mrs. Presley bought it for him for $7.95. The modest home where Elvis Aaron Presley was born has been restored to its look of the 1930s. The back room is a simple kitchen with an old-fashioned icebox, wash tub, table and chairs, and a baby's high chair. And in the front room, which was both the Presleys' bedroom and living room, there's a bed, a dresser, and an early picture of Elvis and his mom and dad. Elvis's father, Vernon, who worked at odd jobs around town, had built the house with $180 that he borrowed and was not able to pay back. So when Elvis was 3 years old, the bank took the house, and the family went elsewhere in Tupelo. In 1948, they sold all their possessions and moved up the road to Memphis, Tennessee. 9 years later, already a star, Elvis returned to Tupelo and performed at the county fair. He gave all the proceeds from the concert to the city to buy his birthplace. One spot on Tupelo's Elvis driving tour is Johnny's Drive-In Restaurant, where Elvis and his friends bought cheeseburgers, French fries, and blueberry pie whenever they could scrape together the money. Elvis looked nothing like we remember him, with the sideburns and slick hair swept back. As one of his high school buddies told us on a visit to Tupelo, Elvis had short hair just like everybody else back in them days. The friend added that nobody there at Johnny's in the early 1950s would have believed that the fellow who sang in church and banged awkwardly on a guitar would, a few short years later, be the king of rock and roll. I'm Ted Lanfair.